when we're talking about pride and selfishness, living for this world, just compromise in general, that's stuff that every believer has to face and has to ask the Lord to search me, test me, and lead me in the way of righteousness.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Now we're continuing our visit with Patrick Hudson. On our last program, he described how he was living a life of denial, walking in sin with an addiction, even though he was a very active church member. He went on to share how he finally sought help and counseling through Pure Life Ministries, and how he's now serving there, helping others.
Now tell us how you ended up working for Purity for Life.
Well, after doing the program for 9 months, the Lord just very clearly called me to stay at Pure Life and work. And I went through our internship, which is about 6 months long, and went through just doing our customer service. I always planned my life and was shooting for the next thing, the next part of my career or whatever. And so being at Pure Life Ministries is just trusting the Lord, whatever I have right now, whatever He tells me to do, that's where I'm going to go. So it wasn't until a while into being at Pure Life that my boss, Nate, came to me to do the editing, and it was just the same thing as everything else. Patrick, you're going to do this right now. And so even that process has been both, one, it's an opportunity to minister, but I also, you know, you're writing interview questions, and then you hear people answer them and go, wow, I needed to hear that.
Yes.
I'm sure you know what that's like.
Absolutely. You learn so much just interviewing people and hearing what their story is, you know, what they've been through, what the Lord has taught them, and that's how we learn too. So now you've been working there and you're doing editing of the program. Let's talk about the program just a little bit. We have the program on First Love Radio, but if anyone hasn't caught it, they absolutely should listen, because I am so blessed every time I go through the process of listening to and preparing it for the radio. I find that although it's very specific, it does talk about facing sin and so on, but it applies to any sin, really.
Yeah, because it's true. It can seem very unrelatable when you look at some of the subject matter, but our whole purpose as a ministry is to deal with the root issues of sexual sin, and those are common to man and to all of our sin struggles. And so when we're talking about pride and selfishness, living for this world, just compromise in general, that's stuff that every believer has to face and has to ask the Lord to search me, test me, and lead me in the way of righteousness. And it's definitely our heart to, we want to see people who are out there who are living in the same lifestyle I was, in that compromise, to say, you know what, I need to face it. Today's the day that I need to confess it and make a decision to leave that life behind. But also for people who are walking with the Lord, they continue to need to be sanctified, and we want to be able to provide good, solid content to allow for that.
And it shows what we all go through and what we all face. And when I listen to it, I know it does minister very specifically to people who have been in sexual sin, but it also ministers to every one of us, because we all have the same, like you're saying, we all have root sin in our lives. And what they talk about is not only that, but the power of God, right? And the power of God and how He is sufficient, and
yeah,
and how you can tap into that.
Yeah.
Yes, the power of God will set us free, as Romans 6, verses 17 and 18 declare. But thanks be to God that you, who were once slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed. And having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness.
Yes, by God's grace. Thank you, Lord. Now we'll return to our talk with Patrick Hudson in just a moment, so stay with us. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. Now that's all one word, and Bobby is spelled BOBBI.com. Again, that's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. All of our podcasts are posted there, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, tweet us on Twitter, or listen to our program on Pandora.
Now let's return to our talk with Patrick Hudson and hear all about how God is using him now at Pure Life Ministries.
When you look at the ministry, Pure Life Ministries, isn't there a great need today? When I think of a younger generation coming into their exposures to life in general, as you were when you were going through school, as you transitioned from high school to college, looking for careers, that the temptation out there is great, that the need for being exposed to one's sin and turning and repenting, and the need for ministries like Pure Life Ministries is extremely great.
Yeah, it is. We did a podcast series about this time last year for parents, and we interviewed some guys in our program who are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and then some guys who are in their early 20s. And it wasn't necessarily that the guys today, the younger generation, were doing anything worse necessarily, but you could hear more than the age they were exposed. That was kind of similar, 10, 11, 12 years of age. But it was the normalcy of it that really shocked me. You could hear how the older generation, people 40, 50 years ago, when they were exposed to sexual sin, there was something in them that knew it was wrong. They could kind of sense that this is dirty. I have to keep it secret. And today, just listening to, they didn't say it outright, but as you listen to them talk, and I can see it other places too, that sense of right and wrong is just, it's being torn away and being blurred. And that's what makes it harder for those younger guys to experience freedom, is because they aren't saying, okay, I'm going to choose to go from wrong to right. They have to even know there is something such as wrong and right, and now I have to be convinced of it. And the Lord can absolutely do it, but it's certainly a lot darker than it was.
Now, if there's somebody out there that is really struggling and has heard this broadcast, and the Lord is really tugging at their heart to really get help, how can they find Pure Life Ministries? How can they find help through your organization?
Yeah, well, our website, purelifeministries.org, has information about all our programs. We have a 9-month residential program, which we recommend everyone do who, you know, is in sexual sin, because that kind of separation from the world is what it's going to take for the Lord to get you away and start helping you to hear him speaking and to hear the truth. But that's not possible for everybody, and that's why we have a 12-week at-home program that's phone and video counseling for men who can't come, for women who are struggling, and we also have counseling for wives. And so I'd say go to that website. You can find our phone number. You can find a lot of resources which could easily get you stuck in a mindset that, okay, this is good enough. But I would tell that person, I, for 2 months, while I was signing up to go to the program, was, you know, kind of walking that direction personally. I was also trying to find jobs and going to parties, and I was just living my life. And I would just encourage that person to not do that, to just draw the line in the sand and face what's going on in their hearts. And it is painful and it is hard and it can be devastating, but the joy of freedom, the joy of having a relationship with the Lord and having all of that sin washed away makes any sacrifice worth it. And it is possible. It can feel so impossible, but I stand here living in freedom. It is possible, even when you're, for someone who is completely bound.
You know, I did want to ask you that. So just for that person who is listening and is considering it, and do I need this, do I want this or not, can you explain how your life is different now, like your internal life, your spiritual life, and also your life in general? Why would they want to do it?
Well, there's joy, there's peace. I certainly have to wrestle with the Lord, and he's certainly, you know, I was a mess, and it takes a while for him to clean that up, especially sexual sin can just get in there and really mess with your thinking. Even on the most difficult days, now, I remember I was going on a prayer walk, and that's the other thing too. My life is more disciplined. I have more ability to live a godly, consecrated, disciplined life that I didn't have the power to do in my flesh. But I remember going on a prayer walk recently, and I was just praying to the Lord, and I remembered how I would feel so despairing and so lost 5 years ago, and I'd cry out to the Lord, and I'd be wanting to have a sense of his presence, like, come, and it just, there was nothing. I felt like I was searching for something, and I was praying, and I realized God's with me, and I knew that, and I knew that that thing that had been so absent at that period of my life was there, and I didn't do anything to earn it or deserve it. And even if all the joy, all the blessings of life now, even if all that was stripped away, just that experience alone of God's presence makes it worth it.
Patrick, as you look at people in general now with a pure life, so to speak, with a pure mindset, doesn't that give you a fresh outlook on the gospel that these are lost souls in need of a Savior instead of looking at people as objects?
Yeah, I think you're really getting at the heart of what we try to teach, which is to be givers rather than takers. And when you're seeing need, you're seeing opportunities to give to people, and the gospel is the thing that we need to give.
And we thank Patrick Hudson for sharing with us about his life struggles and victory and his work and service to the Lord at Pure Life Ministries. Now, to find out more about their ministry, log on to their website at purelifeministries.org, and that's all one word. Again, purelifeministries.org.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby. And we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify.
Also, if you've missed a program, or if you'd like to hear this current one again, or to invite others to listen, just go to our website at connectionswithrichandbobby.com. Also, as we mentioned, all of our contact information is there as well.
Then, if you have a smart speaker, you can also listen to us there by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Also, you can listen to our program on Pandora.
Then finally, you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So please take just a moment to let us know about you and what you think about our program.
This is Connections, connecting with one another as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.